Hello, traders. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. So welcome everybody. My name is Anka Metcalf, and today we will be speaking about swing trading and investing, the potential of literally working less than 10 minutes a day and delivering full-time profits. My presentation today is Accelerate Your Cash Flow, Build a $1 Million Portfolio, Secure Your Financial Future, Swing Trading and Investing Stocks and ETF while working full-time. And that's the good thing about it because I do have a full-time job and I day trade futures. I day trade futures only 1 hour a day. In fact, we're done right now. We shorted NASDAQ. Yay! We made a bunch. We made like 70 points into it. So I'm very, very, very happy. So can't wait to talk to you guys about how you can actually take those profits that you have from your daily gig, whether you have a day job or whether you're trading and have some extra cash at hand to throw into your swing trading account or to invest in your account to have your money working for you. Quick disclaimer before we continue, all information provided today by us is for educational purpose only. It should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of security options, which is forex or any instrument of any kind, because you guys know that trading carries a high risk. So welcome everybody. Like I was saying, my name is Anka Metcalf. I'm the CEO and founder of TradeLaw.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade, swing trade, actively invest and invest into the futures market and into the equities market. I have been doing this for over 20 years. I have been on the investing side for more than 30 years, 20 years full-time day trading. And I have also come with experience from investment banking to this field. I run two successful programs. One of the programs is running for the last 14 years, and that is for swing trading. So making your money working for you while literally you're doing the stuff that you like in life. And I also run a futures trading room since 2017 because I had so many requests for individuals from any walk of life that wanted to create income, to generate income, so or extra if, supplement their income. So I do offer day trading education for offer trading education for stocks, for swing trading and day trading, and for investing. We're going to have a specialized course that is coming out very, very soon. It could come as fast as the end of March or beginning of April. I'm the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system that is based on price support resistance, but there's a catch. We actually compute eight, and we track eight of the support and resistance levels, and we look for confluence levels. So what that means is that we're looking for that extra layer of support or resistance based on which the price action has way more odds of moving up or down. Basically, we're looking for inflection points. We're looking for specific triggers, at specific trigger times that they happen throughout the day. We look for specific price zones because there are four price points on every single chart, whether and any asset, whether you're trading stocks or futures or cryptos, that are prone for continuation or rejection. These are institutional levels based on which institutional traders scale in or scale out of trades. And of course, synchronicity and divergency, which is in sync with relative strength and relative weakness, because we want to focus on instant gratification. So what that means, when we enter a trade, we want that trade to capture the velocity and continue higher or lower depending on the trend that we're in. If you guys want to learn more about TradeLaw and what we do, you could visit our website or you could visit the TradeLaw handle, whether it's on X, on Facebook, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, any social media platform out there. So let's talk about the agenda, how to start making your money working for you. This is what we're going to tackle at first, and then we're going to dive into the best trade setups for explosive gains. Isn't that fantastic? And if we have time by the end of the presentation, we're going to be looking at some charts, especially at indices, or if you guys have a special pick, I'm going to pick one or two of you guys that are going to post a symbol in here, so we could take a look at it together. We're also going to talk about Focus time frames for best return. So now that you want to become a swing trader or an active investor, what time frame should you live in? What is going to be your zip code? We're going to talk about trading selection. So how you pick your trades. And basically, this is going to be the basic rule that you're going to apply for your scanning system, and how to spot mega opportunities even in the worst market environments. Because let's face it, now we're having a pretty rough trading environment. I know we had new all-time highs on Friday and some of the ETFs today, but let's face it, the majority of the stocks are feeling, a little bit under pressure. There is, some weight to the tech stocks. Apple, Microsoft, Google, all down today. But hey, guess what? Have you guys looked at financials? I mean, I was shocked to see that, one of the stocks that I'm in, FITB, is like skyrocketing right now. It's like, what? Okay, so I was so surprised. I don't really babysit my stocks. So I set the trigger, I set my stop, I set alerts into different targets. And then, all of a sudden my phone was going off. It's like, what is going on? I was like, probably some trailing stops were getting hit. No, we were making new highs in these stocks. All right, so let's get started, everybody. Do you guys think that there's more to life than this? Like, this is a cubicle, right? And at the beginning of our career, probably most of us have started here. I was also a cubicle person a long time ago, maybe like 30 plus years ago. Yes, I was a cubicle person as well. And all you see is the screen, your boss that is, telling you what you need to do, and you're doing your stuff, right? So you're basically like a little rat and you're into that 9 to 5. And if you're like me, that 9 to 5 was basically like 7 to 10 o'clock at night. So I could tell you right now that if you're in this situation right now, invest your time into learning a high income skill. My high income skill is day trading, swing trading, active investing, and investing. So once you start investing in yourself, investing in your knowledge, that is the best return that you're going to get through the years to come. So self-directed trading and investing is all about taking control of your financial future, managing your own money, and nobody could do it better than you. Nobody could do it better than you. Because if you sign up with a fund manager, all you are to that fund manager is an account number. That's it. They don't care whether your portfolio is going to grow or not. They have a job to do. Their job is to get you in, I don't know, some funds, some ETFs, some stocks. That's it. They don't care. And you pretty much don't have a lot of control over it because you really are not that knowledgeable into the market, into analysis, because other than that, you would do it yourself. So the fact that you guys are here right now shows me that you have a really high interest, not only in my presentation, but in how to day trade, for example, options, or how to do futures, or how to do stocks, or how to do, I don't know, Forex, and how our mindset is around this context. So it's time to make your money work for you, because I love swing trading. And I told you why I love swing trading. Swing trading gives me the flexibility to do the things I love without being glued to the computer, without being chained around the computer. It has not always been the case. Because when I first started day trading, what I did is I took a bulk of my investing money, right? My long-term money, and I put it into day trading and my education because I wanted to generate an income first. And I wanted to compound into my account so I can grow my account faster, because that is the clue, that is literally the key to growing your account. Always contribute to your month, do your monthly contributions to your account. Swing trading is also another source of income. If you don't need the money at the end of the month, it could also be a source of income for you. Let's say, or it could be every month, or it could be every quarter. I day trade because I love to get that income daily. And whatever I have, whatever left after I pay my bills, after, I pay everything off, I put into my swing trading. I put a portion into my active investing. I put a portion into my investing. And we're gonna sort out all these styles, longer term styles of trading in a minute here. So basically, you're becoming a money magnet. Your money's gonna love you, and you're gonna love your money. Here's the truth about swing trading and investing. You don't have to be a math whiz. So if you're thinking, this is something that I can't do, I can't wrap my head around, I'm scared. Well, trading is risky or investing is risky. Let me tell you something. Swimming is risky. Driving a car is risky. Crossing the street is risky, but you assume those risks. So you have to assess, right, the risk that is right for you. You have to assess your personal risk tolerance, your personal R level, for example, if you're doing swing trading. And you don't have to have a finance degree. And many times you're going to see that you're going to outsmart those funds if you put them side by side, because I had my money with some funds many years ago, right? And if you put them side by side, you would be shocked to see how much better you're doing compared to any kind of fund out there. Now, let me tell you a secret. And if in case you don't know this, grab a pen and write it down. Because every year, stocks will move about 20 to 30%, maybe more each year. Write it down. And this happens at least a couple of times per year in cycles. Yes, it does. And I'm going to show you some charts that are going to blow your mind. And guess what? The market is in a correction right now. So if you're short, for example, the market right now, it's delivering again. So you're making money to on its way up, and you're making money on its way down. Let's take a quick look. And these are charts that I have prepared for you last night. Yeah, last night when my computer, crashed. Yes, I've been having some problems with my computer. But here are the charts that I have prepped for you. Do you guys know that from January, from the first trading day in January, which I believe it was the second or the third, it's right here, into yesterday's high of 466.58 in the Qs. The Qs have moved 11% up. That's right. All you have to do is wait for the proper setup. What do I mean by a proper setup? I mean a technical buy setup. What is a technical buy setup? This is the one strategy that you're going to use 99% of the time. That's right. It's a simple strategy. Now, let's take a quick look at this chart. What are the first observations off of this chart? Well, the number one thing that I could see from this chart is that it is uptrending, right? We have a series of higher highs, and we have a series of higher lows within this structure, right? So, what is the one thing that you need to look on this chart for? Is it a buy or is it a short? Well, I would say it's a buy because every pullback has been buyable. And there's one other element, the third element. I'm using like simple moving averages here. This is the 200, this is the 50, this is the 20, and the only exponential moving average that I'm using more for dynamic of day trading, so it's not specifically for swing trading, but it's the 10 exponential moving average. So what do you see right here? We see a repetition into the 20 simple moving average. We see that the price expanded and then retracted back to the 20. It rotated, it went back up, and then it came back down and rotated around the 20 simple moving average again. Notice that every single time the price rotates, it never revisits the prior low. So that uptrending structure remains unchanged. So that means that with any buy setup, and we're going to explain in a second what a buy setup is, with any buy setup, we can expect the price to continue higher. Okay, notice the price action here. Once again, rooting into that 20 simple moving average and creating the buy setup. Once again, here the price action topping with the doji and then inside bar, inside in, and then inside again, and then back down, very close to the 20 simple moving average, expanding again, back to the 20, expanding again, not taking out the prior high, but coming back in and rotating once again into the 20 SMA, making a new high, pulling back slightly around the 20 SMA again, and launching back higher. And these are the highs that we had yesterday at 446.58 into the cues. So what is the dominance here? The dominant moving average is the 20 SMA. So the price is trading right now here somewhere. It's a little bit lower right now. So what do you guys are going to be looking for? We're going to be looking for a pullback at around a 20 simple moving average. Now, let me clarify what a buy setup is. A buy setup is when you have a pullback of 3, 5 to 6 to 7 bars to or around a 20 simple moving average. This is textbook, especially if associated with a daily chart, and especially if you have price symmetry that is present on that specific chart, like we have here, because we've noticed the reactionary area is this 20 SMA. So what do we look for? We're looking for a pullback. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You guys know how to count to five. You guys know how to handle a pullback. Just sit and wait. You don't have to get in. You don't have to short even. If you have dominance to the upside, all you need to do is wait for a pullback. That's it. Wait for a pullback. Because you can see that the money, the institutional money, is into the upswings and not into the pullbacks, right? Look at the shallow pullbacks that we've had here. So definitely waiting for a pullback makes sense. So a buy setup is characterized by 3, 5, or 7 to 8 candles to the downside around a dominant moving average or with the trend. Okay, so we're looking at this 20 SMA and you're looking at a price rotation. The price rotation means that when a candle takes out the prior high, it could be red or it could be green. And when it takes out the prior high, like in this example, this slingshot bar is taking out the prior high. This is your entry point right here. And actually, this is a trade that we've done in my swing program that has been going strong for the four. This is the 14th year. So it has been going strong for 14 years. And we have transparent track record on our website. All right. So $399.56 is the buy point because this is the rotation point. Your stop, because you should always consider the risk, is the bottom of the pivot. So entry, stop. Your first target is going to be into the prior high, into resistance area. And notice that the price action made this little base right here because it was hooking into the 20 simple moving average. At the buy moment, it was trading a little bit below the 20 simple moving average. Thank you so much, CD Arbor. Yes, it's a daily time frame. You can apply this strategy on any time frame, whether you're day trading, swing trading, or investing. The strategy is the same. It's a universal system. Okay. And you can see it move higher, right? You can see it move higher. Let's take on the next chart. This is NVIDIA, by the way. This is January, guys. This is where it was in January. So from January till now, and we have not even completed a full quarter, 2 months. This is 2 months of trading, 80% move. Now, remember what I said? Take a look at this. Every year, stocks will move about 20 to 30%, maybe more each year. How about in 2 months? Because if you have a dominant, strong market, whatever you're trading, you could trade Forex, you could trade futures, you could trade stocks, you could trade cryptos, okay? You're going to have this repetition. All you have to do is wait for the pullback and the move higher. Okay, and look at here. We have, anyways, this was earnings, rotate it, move back up. But take a look at this move right here. Do you guys see it? Okay, now I'm going to ask the room, Arbor, CD. I know you guys are paying attention. Okay, so remember, everybody that is really paying attention and participating is going to absorb the most information. I'm going to ask a quick question, and I'm going to tell you this is the 10 EMA, this is the 20 SMA, and this is the 50 simple moving average. Now, where is the dominance here? Where is the dominance here? Do you guys see it? Do you guys see it? Is the, all right, thanks, Jean, is the 10 exponential moving average. Exactly. Raul, yes, correct, is the 10 exponential moving average. So what do we notice? The 10 exponential moving average acts as a safety net. Isn't it cool? Guys, this is super cool right now. Super cool stuff. Observing the dominance. So once you see that the price action is basing and lifting, coming in, rotate. Anyways, this scratch this out because this is earnings, right? But then lifting again. Guys, what's happening over here? It is a 1, 2, 3, 4 bar pullback into a 10 EMA. So what have we learned today? Pullbacks into dominant trends, and you have these moving averages that are going to give you a little bit more clarity if you're just starting trading and add the extra layer of confidence. Do you guys know that there are a lot of algorithms out there on Wall Street that capture profits and capture entries off of these MAs? They pull into the MA, they buy. But this is a classic buy setup. Green taking out the prior bar high, red changing, right, of the color. And we have 1, 2, 3 up. Now I'm going to tell you something else. What can we expect after a 3 bar, 5 bar, or 6 to 7 bars up? Pullbacks, right? Nothing is going to go into infinity. You're always going to get a pullback. So you get 1, 2, 3. And if the price gets below, so if today's trading takes out today's low, it's going to move down. Where to? I think it's a no-brainer. Raul answered, the 10 EMA, right? The 10 EMA. And if you see a buy setup off the 10 EMA, what do? We just buy. So I just provided you right now with a very easy, super applicable trading system that you can apply in any asset. Let's take a look at Palo Alto, PANW. This is a daily chart. We talked about this in my trading room, even though we're just doing futures, power hour, but somebody brought it up and I said, you know what? This is going to be a buy. This is going to be a buy. And why is that? Because we're looking at the technical structure. Like I said, you don't have to be a math whiz, you don't need a degree in finance. And you don't need to know fundamentals, because if you would pay attention to fundamentals here on the missed earnings, you would go like, oh my gosh, it's gonna go down even more. Oh my God, this is a disaster. It's gonna sell off. It's gonna go to zero, right? So what do? This is the gap down, actually. And I have marked it as not as a gap, but as a continuous move down, so I could have a better structure. But if you notice this price, right? So it was trending off the 10, off the 20, off the 50. So when the price action actually opened, by the way, it opened right here. This is the gap, right? So this bar, if you're looking at your platforms, you're not going to be seeing this bar. I have extended session now, so that's the reason why you see it. But you would see the price open right here. What do? You quickly look at the chart structure and you go like, okay, this is prior resistance. Now this is going to become, this is prior support. I'm sorry. This is going to become resistance. And look at the base here. All right. I highlighted this base. So when the price came in, look at how evident this is. You're taking the price action, right? And the price action is coming in into these prior highs. So the uptrend is intact. Are you kidding me? This is so fantastic. And I was telling my traders that wait on this bar. Just don't do any kind of action, because if this bar, you can see it has a low into the 200 SMA. By the way, this is the queen of, let's say, the king of all moving averages. This is the king of the universe. Okay. When you're day trading or swing trading or investing, and if you have a stock or an index that is pulling back into a 200 SMA, and especially on a higher time frame, 15 minute, 1 hour, 4 hour, daily, weekly, hourly, weekly, monthly, or quarterly, OMG, just hang on to your seatbelt, because things are going to rock your world. Look at this inside bar. Do you guys know the significance of inside bars? It means energy. It means clarity. It means decision. Exactly, Ro. You're awesome. All right. So I was in the training room and by the way, I didn't take this trade. It just, I was in different day trades and I haven't had, I didn't put a entry on it, but take a look at this. The entry is a classic buy setup. Remember what I said? Pull back three bars. One, two, three. Price rotation, buy setup. The green takes out the prior high. Your stop is below the 200 simple moving average. Bam! Right into the 10 EMA. Prior resistance right here. Remember, if the price is trading under the EMAs, you're going to get price resistance from those bands. So those bands are going to signal stall area. If the price closes above the 10 EMAs or any EMA for that matter, it's hooking up. So price is climbing, climbing, climbing on a ladder, and at one point it's grabbing and it's lifting its body higher. And once it lifts its body higher, it pops. All right, super cool stuff. Okay, let me show you something else really interesting. So, by the way, from the entry to the high in 1 to 3 days. Take a look. 18%. Remember what I said? 20 to 30% move. And it can happen several times a year. Guess what? You can be your own market maker. You can actually say, you know what? I'm going to be an Amazon specialist. I'm going to be a Tesla specialist and trade just those and be super focused on those. And especially if you learn, if you're in the learning process, just focus on one. You're going to breathe it, live it, dream about it, dream about where the price is at. That's how you become really proficient into trading. Okay. The good question, Arbor. Hold or sell at this point right here. If you decide to hold this trade because the target was actually here into the 10 EMA, it was a gift that it went into the 50. If you decide to hold, immediately you place the stop and break even. You take half off, mandatory, no questions asked, no math, no other knowledge. You hit target, you take half out. You bring your stop to break even. You have nothing to lose. You're sitting on cash. In case the trade is going to go down and break your entry point, then you're out, but you still have half of profits in. And you have a break-even trade, zero risk on that trade. So what you can do in this case, if you don't want to, let's say if the break-even holds, you see this line right here, and I'm glad you asked, Arbor. I'm glad you're paying attention. Over 304.87 today, it's blasting higher. I don't know where it's trading, but if we have time by the end of the presentation, we'll take a look at some live charts. All right. So money managers, now tell me guys, is this interesting? And is this something that you can apply as soon as today, right now in the market? I'm making you aware of some very easy setups, trends, repetitive actions into the market. So let's continue. Money managers and hedge funds live mostly off commissions and fees. You are an account number to them, whether the stock or funds perform or not. Guess what? They get paid. Here's an interesting fact. Barclays Hedge reported that over the past 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, do we know what happened within the 5 years? Take a look at the pandemic low within 4 years. Pandemic low, March 2020 till now, where we are. So think about this. So not even 5 years, but in 4 years, right? So Barclays Hedge reported that over the past 5 years, the average hedge fund in its universe produced a net annualized gain of 7.2%. What? Are you out of your mind? 7.2%. Well, this trade in 3 days delivered 18%. You could sell it completely at the first sign of reversal and just walk away with about 15% in 3 days. And you're telling me in 5 years, 7.2%? I'm shocked. I want more. I don't know about you guys. I want more. Take a look at Costco. We have been riding Costco for a very long time. The last time we added in Costco was, I think, last summer. That's right. Last year, take a look at this massive move. This year, ladies and gentlemen, in January, this is last night. It went up $108.79. That is almost 16.5% in 2 months. In 2 months. So, what is our obligation as traders? To look for pullbacks, to look for pullbacks, and buy every pullback in an ongoing trend. Let's take a look at Amazon. This is January of this year. 2 months performance over 23%, 23.35% into this high. So swing trading and investing is the easiest trading style to make money. Why? Because you're not going to get dinged out as often as in day trading, because in day trading, you have to have like superpowers. And I'm not taking it lightly. You have to have a real live super duper experience to make money day trading. If you're lucky to get it right, right away, you're going to make money. Day trading takes a lot more effort. It's super rewarding, but it takes a lot more effort. It took me about 3 years to become profitable in day trading back like 23 years ago. 3 years. And I quit my job. I went into day trading, not before having at least five courses under my belt. I've traveled to New York, I traveled to Miami, I traveled everywhere to get those live courses because back then, right, you had to take it live. It was perfect. But it wasn't until I had my mentorship, it was a couple of years of mentorship with an institutional trader that took me to stratosphere to where I am right now. But it takes a lot of effort. And it's day and day and day. And it's not like spending 2 hours and done or trade a power hour. I trade the power hour now because I have the knowledge. Hasn't always been like that. I spend more than 12 to 14 hours every single day studying if you want to generate that income. This is the easy style because in swing trading and investing, your support levels, your stops are going to hold. Are likely to hold 90% better because you're trading a higher structure than a volatile structure. Institutions have ETFs that are day trading for them, day trading for them. 94% of the market volume is HFT driven, algorithmic price action driven. They're not sitting in front of the computers in and out, in and out, in and out, how I do every day. No, day trading is different. Swing trading, sit back, relax. And if you know how to trade, you're going to bank profits. But you need to know and respect the rules of the game. You need to be patient and wait for the setup. So what that means is that you're not going to buy it right here into this high, right? You're not going to buy it right there. And you're not going to short it in your swing, or you're not going to short it, for example, in your investing account. No, you can day trade around it. And you could short day trading, but when you're talking about swing trading, you're actually trading with the dominant trend. That's where the money is at. So it's not about the trade as much in trading, but hear me out. It's about risk and risk management. It's how you perform the risk and risk management. Arbor asked a question earlier that I've answered, and that was a management question. What do you do if? What do you do if? What do you do if it pulls back? What do you do if it, if it continues higher? You need to have those questions answered before you get into a trade with a solid trading plan. Okay. So why is it important to get started right now? Guys, the market is so hot. It's going to be hot throughout the year. It's going to be crazy volatile. We have an election year. We have a lot of things that are going on. We have Powell speaking tomorrow, and that's why the market is pulling back. Powell is going to be testifying tomorrow and Thursday. And then we're going to have FOMC meeting. So March is super hot. We have quadruple witch option expiration in March. And then another phenomenon that is going to be amazing. Crazy pants. You know what? Potential window dressing. Potential window dressing. Last 3 to 4 days of each end of the quarter, you get window dressing. That's right. So why is that important? Because you're going to look at dominant stocks. And dominant stocks are going to pull back in turbulent timings, like this week or next week, FOMC meeting, et cetera. And they're going to provide entry opportunities at the end of the quarter. Bam. So why I need to get started right now? Because the money that is sitting in the bank loses its value every day due to inflation. So the money that you have right now in your bank account is actually used by your bank. Your bank uses it. Your bank is using it for loans. They're making money on your money right now. Why wouldn't you be using your money for yourself? Invest, swing trade. So who is swing trading for? If you don't want to get glued to the computer, okay, if you don't want to get chained to your computer, this style is for you. And I want to clarify something. In swing trading or investing, you don't need to have a huge account. Did you know that you could actually start investing with 50 bucks? That's right. So part-time traders that don't want to sit in front of the computer, don't forget that swing trading and investing is a wealth style of trading. It's bringing you more wealth. You could trade in your IRA, Roth IRA, long-term accounts. You could work from home. Basically, this is not really work, right? And you can make your money work for you. So let's talk about the steps. What do you need to do? How do you need to get started? Number one, you have to open an account, right? But I would say first, get your trading education. And number two, I would say open an account, okay? Whether you want to do with Schwab, TradeStation, Interactive Brokers, Webull, Robinhood, Fidelity, your choice. Do your due diligence. Step two, determine your risk and your risk tolerance. So important, guys. If you're swing trading, use the R system, your risk system. So you can use 2 to 3% per trade of your account size. If you're investing, you have to invest based on your risk tolerance. Establish your game plan. Okay, establish your game plan. What is your game plan? Your trading plan. What is your trading plan? I just laid out when we looked at charts what you need to look for. Pullbacks in an ongoing strong trend. If that's your game plan, you got it right there. You got to know where your entry is, where your stop is, so you can determine your R, your risk unit, determine your targets, obviously, before you get into the trade. Make sure that the stock that you're in has a tradable void to achieve target. Don't take an entry if resistance is really close by, or it's right into the trigger point. Make sure that it has a tradable void so it can accommodate at least 2 to 3 R's. Number four, create a trading universe so you don't get scattered into the market because it's very easy to lose track. I remember when I first started trading, I was all over the place and I was looking at like 4,000 stocks and I was scanning 4,000 stocks, literally. And it's overwhelming. So what you need to do is develop your own trading universe. Have a few financials, have a few tech stocks, have a few healthcare stocks, have some energy stocks, home builders, etc. So have a good basket in your trading universe. Step number five, create your strategy. Always trade with the trend. I'm not the one that is saying trade with the trend. Trend is your friend. It's a well-known fact because the velocity of move is always with the institutions. Why would you go against institutions? Okay. Number two, trade counter trends for bounces. Palo Alto, I gave you the example. That's a counter for the specific move that it did in that day. But it requires more management. So this is not something that set it and forget it for, 5 days or 2 weeks or for a month. It requires active management. And of course, within that strategy, what kind of stocks you're going to be trading. I'm going to give you more details as we move along. So swing trading is the sweet spot between day trading and position trading investing. It generates high probability trades. It offers the best chances of success because the stops are likely to hold much better than in day trading. Swing trading positions will be held from 2 days to a couple of weeks because it focuses on higher time frames. So your entries are always going to be generated on the daily charts and the weekly charts. Remember, focus time frames. You want to be a swing trader, trade off the daily and the weekly. You're going to thank me. And all based on technical analysis. You're not going to wait and say, huh, you know what? It's just going to get a little bit here. There's no a little bit here. Okay. It's precise. But it's not math. Okay. All right. So swing trading is not about capturing the entire trend. It's about capturing the core, ladies and gentlemen. You're never going to catch the bottom or you're never going to catch the top, even though sometimes we do. But most of the time, you're going to put the stops here. You're going to put the stops here or the trails here. Okay. Let's look at some more charts. This is a chart, MPC. We took the breakout here in January. This is where we got in. Okay. This is where we got in. No, it was in January. It was right here. Sorry. It was in January. It blasted higher, and this is where it's at. I took this snapshot last night. You can see here, March 4th, right? Took the snapshot right here. So what is it doing here? It's doing another base, right? So we have the first base snapped up. It's doing the second base. These are traits that are going to develop in time. Okay. This is not something that is instant gratification, right? They're going to develop in time, but they're a little slower, but they're still basing on the daily charts and weekly charts. So how to select winning traits? First of all, it takes a proven strategy to select highest trades. The stock needs to be fundamentally strong for long term or medium term. Fundamentals needs to be in line with technicals, right? So what do you mean fundamentals? Remember the Palo Alto trade, right? Had bad earnings, strong technicals, still a good buy for a couple of days. Buy stocks that are on sale, guys. Never buy into the highs. Never jump into Nvidia like yesterday. Never jump into financials like today. Look for pullbacks, okay? And look for events, right? And I'm not saying that you should look for like massive events that happen throughout time, like the 20, like year 2000, like the dot-com bubble, 2008 financial crisis, 2016 election, 2020 pandemic wars, etc. And it was election year as well. Election year this year, gonna be adding this, right? All right. So do I need these events to get in? Do I really need to wait from 2000 to 2008 and 2008 to 2016 or 2020? No, events are going to happen every single time. The market is always going to need a reason to pull back, and you're going to get in on that reason, right? You're going to be stalking that reason. Take a look at this setup right here. And by the way, this is a quarterly chart. It's a really high time frame, but we've alerted our traders, the ones that are keen into investing, that this is a massive opportunity here because it was a 1, 2, 3, 4 bar pullback into the 20 simple moving average on a quarterly chart and price buy setup. Green taking out the prior high, red stop goes below the low. Bam! Take a look at this. This is the first area of resistance, right? Be in sync with the institutions. Don't trade against institutions. Follow the cycles. Institutional buying, selling, just follow. Institutional buying, selling occurs during really strong trends on technical pullbacks. The buy zones provide clear, viable points, just like here. You gotta look at something that is clean, that is clear. If it's cluttery, if you're looking at a chart and you have to squint and you have to take a step back and you're trying to force a trade, walk away. Look at a different chart. Okay. This is again a typical breakout into a pattern, right? So you're looking pullback. You could have the buy over here. Look at the stop. You're placing the stop below the pivot low. Stops are always below the pivot lows. Stock moves up, comes back down. Does it violate the pivot low? Nope. What did it do? Launches higher with another buy. So what you can do here, you could buy it over here. On this confirmation, this bar taking out the prior doji high, doji is an inside bar. Place your stop over here, let it run higher. This is targeted one. You can see here that this is targeted way up there, right here. So what do you do? Go back in. Once you see the pullback, what do I do? I'm gonna be adding one more R, bam, and let it move higher. So when it comes to trading, no one has a crystal ball, literally. It's all work, scanning, analyzing. So it's 90% technical and fundamental 1%. Why fundamental 1%? Pay attention to earnings. That's it. Here is the trade allow strategy. Write it down or take a snapshot. Go to history. And this is basically how to select your winning stock. This is my selection criteria. I have a really good track performance. And if you want to follow these steps, you could take a snapshot here. Number one, good history of earnings, 3 years minimum, or at least three prior quarterly earnings beat expectations. Enter the trades after they post earnings results, not before, not before. You don't want to live through the surprise. You want to profit from the surprise. Buy companies that have good earnings and sales, that have a history of good earnings and sales. Look for companies that make a splash, have new products, new services, launches, etc. Look at the technical chart because this is going to be 99% of your work. Trade with the trend. When you're trading with the trend, you're trading with institutions. Look for volume increases. Look for those volume bars at the very bottom, simple volume. Look for spikes of volume ranges near all-time highs or fib locations because they're going to be very, very conclusive into the next possible move into the market. Look for volatility contraction. Position within sectors and indices, leaders and laggards. So remember, if the market is hot, if the market is strong, we're going to look for stocks that are outperforming. Why? Because you want your stock to go to the stratosphere. Your stock is going to have the capability to move faster than the Qs, the SPYs, or anything else. You look for institutional participation. Accounts for 85% of the market volume. Look for block trades, dark pools. I scan for everything. Take a look at Microsoft breakout, base breakout, base breakout. Yes, I am an NVIDIA. I'm NVIDIA since 2016 in investing. We're gonna host actually an the first investing pure investing master class. It's gonna be free for everybody to join. So stay tuned for that if you're interested in making your money work for you with zero effort. And I'm going to show you snapshots from my accounts. I bought it, I think it was either March 1st or March 3rd in 2016 when it was trading at $36. And I still hold it. And I have been adding to it. It's literally growing and growing and growing. It's one of my biggest holdings in my account. Huge. It's huge. This is another breakout right here. So look at the price action. Condensating here, waiting for the breakout. Okay. Number one mistake in trading, don't only look for stock picks like CNBC. You're going to CNBC and go look like, okay, Cramer likes this and that. I'm going to jump in. Analyze it for yourself. 10 ways to generate income, swing trading. Let the chart do the talking. Like I said, if you have to squint, the trade is not there. Pay attention to the technicals. Have the patience to wait for the pullbacks. Apply proper risk level. Remember, 2 to 3% acceptable in swing trading. I use 1% for day trading, but it's a lot more riskier. Select the proper time frames and style. For example, for swing trading, I look at daily and weekly only. For a longer term, I focus mostly on monthly charts and quarterly charts. Don't overthink, because if you're overthinking, you're overanalyzing. So it has to come to you. So once you see the chart, you go like, oh my God, this is a buy right there. And if you have to squint, remember, walk away. Just scan through other stocks that are available. Look for relative strength and weakness, because that's very important. You want the stock that you're in. You don't want to pick bottoms every single time, right? You want to make sure that you're trading with the trend. And don't be stubborn, okay? Take profits, scale into profits. The art of making things happen in 6 steps from a self-made millionaire. Number one, do it now. The biggest enemy is delay. Oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to start looking at stocks 3 weeks from now, because right now I'm so busy. Like, I have to do laundry, I have to paint the room. No, those are second. Your money comes first. Learn to create wealth through swing trading and investing. Learn the art of charting. Become a chartist. Learn investing to multiply your money over and over and over again. And remember, start with $50 today. Take $50, you have it in your wallet right now, or $100. Open a Webull account. They're going to give you, I think, some shares for free or something like that. And just get started. Just buy something, and then compound every month. Just contribute. Put another $50 and put another $50. You're going to be surprised on how much money you're going to have in a few years by compounding. And you do it yourself. Don't fall for the 401ks and all that stuff. Okay, do it yourself. You don't want to pay any fees or penalties. You might as well pay taxes. It's easier to pay taxes than to pay penalty fees if you want to withdraw your money. Avoid biggest expenses, which is lack of education, and you could lose your money, obviously. Question people ask me, how do I get over my fear of trading and investing? First of all, I found a mentor, someone that has already achieved the results that I wanted fast, and I wanted to get there fast. So I hired him to teach me everything he knows. It worked. And by the way, I was trading for 3 years. I was a break-even trader. I was making a little bit of money, but I wasn't getting that paycheck home. It wasn't until I got my mentorship, bam, that's when it happened. Mindset, eliminating all the limited beliefs that you're not good enough, that you know what? I don't love money that much. I have enough. All right. That you hate all these rich people, but like you don't need that money. Just stop it. Okay. Get into the, that is a welfare mindset. Get into the millionaire mindset. And just do it. That's all you need to do. So I have a special for you guys. It's gonna be an offer for only 24 hours. So this is the Stock Swing Trader. This is the link right here, tradeoutloud.com/swing trader is gonna take you to a special page. The price on that page is gonna be $199. If you go to our website, the price is $299. I'm offering you guys $100 off forever. So you're going to be grandfathered in. It's not for the first month. So you're going to be grandfathered in forever. So if I change the price and make it $500 a month, you're still going to get $199 a month. Remember, this is our oldest program. It has been running strong for 14 years with transparent track record. How many traders can say that? Say, oh, how did you perform last year? Oh, do you have a stat for 3 years ago? It's like, yeah, I do. Yeah, you want to see my stat from 7 years ago? Go right there. So this is a service for self-directed traders, delivering stock trading ideas to members since 2010, and we will show you how to navigate the market without being chained to your computer. So let me show you this. First off, when you go and log in, this is going to be the page. Now, this is the actual official page where you're going to get $299, right? I gave you the link right there, and you guys are going to get it with $199. I can see right now that a lot of you guys are jumping on the, wow, so many of you guys already see like four payments coming in, K5, all right, because you're getting the yearly for $1,999, okay? And you have all the details in here. Basically, what we do is on Monday night, you're gonna receive an email. It's the Stock Swing Trader, where I talk about the market context. I analyze the market in depth, the Qs, the SPYs, diamonds, gold, oil, bonds, everything under the sun. And then we go in depth into our specific trades. And that is when we talk strictly entries, stops, targets, management, etc. So if you want to sign up, just sign up here. Remember, I gave you guys the link. It's let me see if I can post it in here. It's only valid for, oh, thank you so much, David. Okay. It's only for 24 hours because the price is insane. It's going to take, so you're going to have 1 year for $1,999. And guess what? All right. Not only that, but you're going to get access to real-time performance trackers. So this means this is January 2024. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that if you scroll to the very, very bottom, you're going to see a link here, View Swing Trading Performance. If you click on this, you're going to see 2024, 2023, 2022, 21, 20, 19, 18, and you get the picture, right? And here, this is for members only. You're going to get access to this tracker where you see all the trades. You guys see all the trades? All these bold numbers that you guys see here are targets that are hit. 94.92% gains last month. If you took all these trades, take it with quarter size. Take it with 3 shares, take it with 20 shares. Look at the result that we had in January. This is February. This is still open. You can see here everything that you see here with 100, 100, 100. The trades are still open. Look at FITB, guys. Look at FITB. Look at the market, by the way. Market pulling back. It is down right now over 1.3%. And look at FITB. Oops. FITB. FITB. Okay, here it is. Look at this, guys. Look at this. Bam! Screaming higher today. That's what we like. Instant gratification. So you guys are gonna have here all the details of the trade. You can see all the active trades. More so, we have a private X feed. Here it is, private X feed. You have access to this private X feed. It's by invitation only. So if not a member, you're not gonna get access to it, obviously. And here you're gonna receive very quick updates of the trades. FITB, take a look at this. Bam. Look at this breakout in this weak market environment, right? IWM, a trade that we're in. This morning, we had a trail stop set at 204. When did we get in? We got in at $199.65. Thank you very much. That is pure profit right into my pocket. And oops, sorry, right here. Okay. Let's see some other details. Disney, new highs, right? Disney, this is where we got in, 109.38. We added at 111.13, cashing, 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 right? Beautiful prophets, and you're going to receive real-time updates right here. Take a look at these charts, all this analysis done for you. You get the econ for the week, you get earnings, you get everything that you need to know, pattern, chart analysis, updates, where I am going to trail my positions, and so on and so forth. So you're going to get so much information with this. So if you guys are ready, just make sure log in right now, tradeloud.com/swingtrader, and you're gonna get this whole package for $199 a month. We rarely do this. We rarely open the door to such a steep discount. You're getting $100 off forever. It's not for the first month, it's forever. So thanks so much, everybody. Thank you, David, for having me. And I really hope that you guys are gonna get smart about your money and start making your money working for you.